You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Ryan Jenkins, the founder and CEO of Digital Eagles, sales and digital marketing expert from Melbourne, Victoria, home to one of Australia's most trusted digital marketing agencies. Mr. Jenkins, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Great to be with you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you bet. Certainly is our pleasure. So tell us, how did you go about starting Digital Eagles? I'm sure that would be an interesting story to tell.
The inspiration for me, I've had an extensive background in sales and marketing, and my previous sort of roles were in companies that were, you know, a little bit old school, you know, selling print directories, yellow pages and white pages back in the day, you know, bold or boldest when people were using those mediums to seek businesses, and then moving out of that environment into a more digitally led business. It became very evident to me that it was a huge growth area and underserviced. And working with customers and hearing some of their experiences with other digital marketing agencies showed me that there was better, more effective and more efficient ways to give customers what they want. And they, you know, from my perspective, they wanted trust, transparency and results. So that was my inspiration. It wasn't easy. So I was working two jobs for almost a year and a half, building up a brand and a website and a client pool to help me get into a financially secure position so we could launch. There was a lot of hard work in the early days, but you know, leveraging, you know, people and talent in my network, we were able to launch officially in April of last year. And yeah, it's been a wild ride. It's been a fun ride, and you know, we've built a really good reputation now. So we're looking forward to, you know, expanding and scaling out our offering and also our client pool.
Well done, and the hard work has certainly paid off to date. No doubt about that. What does Digital Eagle specialize in the most? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, we specialize in results focused digital marketing. So what does that mean? It means that we genuinely seek to understand what our customers' goals are, understanding then what, helping them understand the options or the channels that are available to help them achieve those goals, and putting together a strategic plan that's focused on what their primary outcome is, whether that's leads or revenue or traffic or reach or branding. One of the things we do in the early days is help them, what I call, pick the low-hanging fruit. So we help them find some really quick opportunities to help them, you know, start making some revenue and build their confidence so they can then expand and start doubling down on some of the opportunities that exist to help them grow even more. So, you know, reinvesting some of the revenue that they're making from some of that low-hanging fruit into, you know, some of the things that are going to help them, you know, really expand and grow their business and achieve their goals. We do that through providing strategy and education on the market, on, you know, business and competition, on what the different channels do and how to use them. So that's what we've – and we also provide them 100% transparency. So we've got a transparent project plan so they can see exactly what we're doing. And when we're doing it, we provide them 24/7 access to analytical tools so they can log in and see what their results are at a channel level in whatever time frame they're looking for. And then depending on the service level agreement or their expectations, we then take them through those results on a weekly, fortnightly, or a monthly basis. So that's what we specialize in. We are full service, so whether it's, you know, SEO or Google Ads or Facebook or email marketing or content production, we've got the resources now to be able to deliver on each one of those different product offerings that would suit them.
Tell us, what has been your greatest achievement for Digital Eagles today? What comes to mind?
So we've got plenty of of case studies and testimonials. So often when a day's hard, I just log into our analytics platform and look how much we've increased businesses by, which is what we aim to do. But from a digital eagles perspective, you know, just having the opportunity to help, 175 to 200 different customers every month and playing a significant role in their business is what we set out to do. So that's what, you know, gets us out of bed in the morning. The growth has been significant. You know, we've moved offices 6 times. We've increased our, headcount, from 2 or 3 a year ago to, 20 in-house. We've got some great brands on board. So, having the, being proud to have the opportunity to service some big Australian brands, makes us all sort of super proud. So there's some of the things that we're, proud of in terms of our achievement here.
One thing that clearly jumped out in my mind and came to the forefront is 175 clients in less than 2 years. That is quite an accomplishment, young man. Today we're joined by Mr. Ryan Jenkins, the founder and CEO of Digital Eagles, sales and digital marketing expert from Melbourne, Victoria, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Ryan, taking it further and continuing on, what are 5 key elements businesses can apply today to help them grow?
Yeah, sure. So some of the things that we talk to our customers about is understanding their customer. So if you know where your customers are hanging out, if you know when they need you and why they need you, where they would search, the profile of your customer, the age of your customer, the demographic, that's a really good start, because then we know where they hang out, which can help us, laser in on where they are, or more importantly, help our customers understand the good fitting customers to their business is my first point. And my second point would be do your research if you're going to employ or engage with a digital marketing provider. One thing that's evidently clear is the demand far exceeds the skilled delivery pool, especially here in Australia and New Zealand. There's a lot of businesses that need digital marketing. There's nowhere that you can go to study or learn how to do digital marketing. You can do a degree at university. You might be able to do one unit on what is digital, but there's a huge gap, and there's lots of people saying they can do great things. But in terms of being able to deliver, my tip would be do your research, read their Google reviews, read their Facebook reviews, ask for references of their customers so you can talk to them about what you're about to go into and what their experiences were. My third tip would be spend your money in areas that are proven. There's no point taking your marketing budget and spreading it across 10 different campaigns. We really want to make sure that you're spending money in places that are making you money. So my motto for that is spending good money after good results, not good money after bad results. Having a marketing plan, so having budget put aside, having a plan put aside, understanding the different channels that you've got available, understanding your goals around leads, around sales, and then, reverse engineering that backwards into your marketing plan. Start small is... So that was point 4. So point 5 would be start small, but start somewhere. So there's a lot of customers or businesses out there that have either been stagnating for a long period of time because they haven't moved with the times, or there's businesses that have been burnt or tried to do things themselves without seeing good results from digital marketing. So if you're able to start small and experiment in a few different areas, you will find gold, and then it's about spending money after those, what I would call veins of gold, that are going to show you a positive return on investment. And then also knowing how to measure the performance of any investment is critically important to that. So they're my sort of 5 key tips I can offer to businesses to help them grow.
And we're certainly grateful and appreciate your sharing those details with the audience here today. Lastly, any tips for anyone wanting to open their own digital marketing company?
Yeah, so my first tip would be have a vision. So understand, what you want to do as an agency. There's 30 to 40 different niches within the digital marketing space. So you can either go and have a crack at solving all of those different needs and you know, try and be everything to everybody, my suggestion would be try and solve one pain point or one opportunity that you see as an opportunity, and then have a vision around what makes you different would be my first tip. Understanding what you're good at. So I made a couple of, you know, really critical mistakes early days by saying yes to too many people to do lots of different things. And it became evidently clear that you need to pick, you know, one or two things that you are really good at, so you can provide your customers not just great service, but good delivery and good outcomes, rather than saying, yes, we can do this, yes, we're specialists in this, and then letting your customers down. That's the quickest way to not having a great business and getting a bad reputation off the bat. So it was really evident to me that, you know, work out what you got at first, then work out scale, and then, you know, pick the next thing that you can be good at, and then test it, and then scale. And then the third tip would be, you know, create the right expectations for your customers. Customers that are investing money into agencies specifically sometimes have unrealistic expectations. So it's about creating the right framework, the right plan, the right expectations, and taking them on a longer journey, rather than saying that you can, you know, solve their problems or get them huge growth in a really quick amount of time with a really small budget, because that's doomed for failure. You'll have, you know, really unhappy customers. Where if, as I said before, if you pick the low-hanging fruit and show them really quick results, they're going to have a lot more confidence. They're going to be a lot more committed, and then you can start to then pick off some of the other opportunities for them as a business owner that you can help them deliver on as an agency. So that's sort of two or three things I'd suggest if you're looking to start an agency you should focus on.
Super information here, Ryan, and I'm sure those details will jazz up the crowd listening in today, no doubt about that. If folks wanted to tune in and get further details on Digital Eagles, where could they find further details online?
You can go to Google and type in Digital Marketing Agency Melbourne. We'll be ranked very highly. You'll see Digital Eagles up there in number one organic. Or you can go to digitaleagles.com.au, or you can connect with me at ryan@digitaleagles.com.au. So happy to help.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Jenkins, all the best. And thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
No worries. Thanks, Eric. I really appreciate it.
And you're more than welcome, and the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Ryan Jenkins, the founder and CEO of Digital Eagles, sales and digital marketing expert from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, home to one of Australia's most trusted digital marketing agencies. And for all the details, visit digitaleagles.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.